This I believe. The so-called wonder drugs have done much to ease bodily ills, but nothing has yet been invented to take the place of sensitive, intelligent understanding in combating the sickness of mind and spirit. A physician who has learned this truth through practice is Edmund A. Brassey, M.D., whose recent autobiography, A Doctor's Pilgrimage, traces his struggle from an impoverished boyhood in Nova Scotia to success as a general practitioner in Wakefield, Rhode Island. Now he spells out his creed.
Any doctor who is moderately active sees in the course of a year at least a couple of thousand people in his office. In almost 18 years of practice, I have had a good many people sit alongside my desk and tell me of their illnesses, anxieties, and often personal tragedies. From this store of experience, I've learned at least one basic truth, namely, that every man, woman, and child on this earth, regardless of his or her station in life, regardless of racial origin, regardless even of whether he or she is moral or unmoral according to accepted standards, is worthy of and should be treated with respect as befits the essential dignity of man. The human body is the most ingeniously contrived mechanism and most beautiful structure on earth. Every bone is a masterpiece of architectural design. Every organ is a marvel of efficiency which no engineer can even begin to equal. The smallest gland is a chemical plant that can outperform the greatest man-made laboratory in the world. If all the volumes of medical literature in the world were gathered together, they would fill to overflowing the greatest of skyscrapers. And yet, we have just scratched the surface of what there is to be known about the human body. And over and above this complex perfection, man has something more. There is a non-mechanical and non-material element in him that is not found in any other form of life that we know. We cannot see it. We can't even begin to understand it. But it is there, and it raises man to a dignity above the brute. In a small way, a doctor shares the lives of a great many people. He knows their troubles, worries with them, does his best to make them well and happy, and is glad with them when he succeeds. A good doctor is, within the limits of his own field, the servant of the humblest individual who needs his services. I can't say that I have liked every single man and woman I have met, though I have liked most of them, but liking has nothing to do with respect. There are people who become hypocrites, liars, thieves, and murderers. Just the same, they are human beings. I admit that I cannot help hating such people at times, but it doesn't last. Hatred cannot last unless it is continuously nourished and stimulated. I believe in God and that He made the earth and set it to spinning and circling around the sun. I know, too, that the spinning earth is not intended to turn forever. Little by little, it is slowing down. A day will come, perhaps 100 million years from now, when it will no longer turn and everything will be still. Long before that happens, all the races of man will have disappeared from the face of the earth, and with him all the things he has made, his cities and roads, his machines and books. But even when the last sound made by the last living creature has died away and the cold silence of eternity is settled upon this planet, I believe somehow that the spirit of man will live.
That was Dr. Edmund A. Brassey, author, family physician, himself the father of five children, and a truly warm-hearted admirer of humanity.